udokotela. Yeah. Honorable members, we have got one item for this meeting. Last time we met, we thought it was going to be our last meeting, but there's one outstanding matter that is very, very important for the Fifth Parliament, particularly for the Standing Committee on Finance.
What's your story?
The legacy report. We have to adopt this report as per the directive of the speaker, so that we leave something for those who will come after us. I would ask Ellen just to take us through the key focus areas of this report and how we're going to deal with it. Honourable members, did we have time to go through this report? Glimpse through it. Nonetheless, just want to be a reflection on what we have done as the committee and what is it that is outstanding for others. Ellen?
Thank you, Chair. Morning, members. Basically, this report is just a reflection of what the committee has done for the last 5 years during the term. On page one, that's basically taken straight from the committee's strategic plan. As far as my knowledge goes, that plan was adopted by the committee in September 2009. On page two, point number three, that's basically just key focus areas for work in the future for the new parliament. What I've included there, and it's not final, there may be other issues, is two bills that were referred to this committee fairly recently, and due to time constraints, the committee was not able to complete that. And then also the Moneyballs Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act, the House resolution for the committee to look at an amendment bill. Number four is basically just key challenges emerging. That's what me and the researcher put together. Also not final, so the committee can add and take out. Same counts for number five. Then on page number three is the introduction. That's basically from page number three until page number seven, end of number seven. That's all the entities that fall under this committee. That's National Treasury, its entities, and then also Stats South Africa. On page eight, function of the committee. That is what the committee's powers basically handed down by the constitution and all those things. Same council number 1.3. Then 1.4 is just the purpose of this report. Then on page number nine, number two, that's key statistics. That's all the meetings held by the committee, legislation passed, oversight trips, study tours, international agreements, statutory appointments, interventions considered, and then petitions considered. So that's all the work that the committee's done. Moving on to page 10. From page 10 until page... ...23, that's all the bills that the committee's dealt with or passed. I've also just been informed by the by Advocate Jenkins that the Moneyballs Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act it was done in the previous parliament. It's not this committee. Then on page 23 until page 29, that's the oversight visits undertaken. Then study tours, no study tours undertaken. International agreements, from page 29 until 35, that's all the international agreements that the committee has passed. Everything has been adopted by this committee and passed, and also includes the date of enforcement. That's basically the date it was debated in the House. Statutory appointments, there was only one, that was the director of the Parliamentary Budget Office. Interventions, none. Petitions, none. Obligations conferred on committee by legislation, that is also basically just the mandate of the committee. Number 13 on page 37, that's outstanding issues for the next parliament to consider. I've only included the two outstanding bills and then the one resolution from the House, but there's obviously more should the committee feel that there's a need for that. Thank you.
Thank you, honourable members. Two areas, the work done and also outstanding issues. I think that's what we should be looking at. In terms of the work done, is the progress report, really. You know, there's nothing that, unless it's somebody amongst us feels that there's something that has not been covered. To my knowledge, I think they've covered everything, the Secretariat. Outstanding issues. Advocate, anything?
No, thank you, Chair. Now, I've just looked at the bills that was serving before the committee. And as I said to Alan earlier in the meeting, the Money Bills Amendment Procedure, the Financial Management of Parliament, and I've just checked on the internet also the Western Cape Debt Relief Bill. Those were processed by the previous committee of the fourth parliament, the third parliament. So I think those are on page 10. Those can come out.
Okay. Agreed. Madam.
Can we, I don't know if I'm taking you back, but I'm so sorry. Can we quickly go back to page 2? The key challenge is emerging. I'm trying to understand here as a committee that what exactly are we saying when we're saying there was a limited time? What are we saying when we're saying there were insufficient sector-specific skills? What are we saying when we're saying there is also a deficiency of or some sort of knowledge of the processing and the procedures pertaining within the committee? What exactly are we saying? That is the first one. And then secondly, then once we have sorted that part, then we'll be able to come up with proper recommendations so that the coming members in May, they will be able to say these were the recommendations recommended by the committee on the previous parliament.
Chairperson, I think page 2, overseas visit, I think we must just scrap it because there was no visits.
Ellen, you wanted to say something in terms of, yeah.
Basically, what we refer to limited time to process legislation, there were times, specifically with regards to the customs bills late last year, that the department felt that it was so urgent that it needed to be done immediately. To a certain extent, I think that is basically imposing on the committee that you need to do this without taking into consideration the time frames and like public input involved. You know, you need to allocate time for those processes to happen. So it's just not a matter of it's before the committee, so the committee must deal with it. So maybe we should be more specific in saying that the department should consider, you know, there's time involved when processing legislation. I hope that answers the question. The complex issues, we basically felt that, and also by no means this is final, so the committee can decide to either remove it or rephrase it, but there's sometimes fairly or very technical, specifically with regards to tax legislation that's referred to the committee. And also, again, the committee doesn't have sufficient time to process the technicalities involved in the legislation. So basically also that, you know, at least from my, this is just my opinion, that something fairly technical is discussed in a committee and it's just left there without the committee having, you know, without, if I can refer the committee to the financial services legislation, there were workshops held for that specific piece of legislation. And I think since the time I've been with the committee, that's the only piece of legislation that's had a workshop where all the technicalities and everything was discussed. So therefore, we just felt that, you know, that needs to be highlighted.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you for your response, Alain. Therefore, Chair, I think we need to have at least two, not to have like, let us not put it like key challenges. Let us put it like recommendations and say we are recommending, because it is true what he's saying, Chair. If you look at the table, the years, you look at the first year when we came, only five legislation were given to us by the department. On the next year, they gave us four. And then it goes on and on and on. And then in 2014, they bombast us with so many legislation, which goes to 20-something. So which means he's right, but the way we are putting it, it doesn't make that oomph. Now, if we put it as a recommendation, that we are recommending as a committee that the department needs to program the submission of the legislation. You have a way of putting it, but they need to program this for the whole 5 years. For the whole 5 years, they need to do the planning that in the first year, these are the legislation that you're going to take it to the parliament. In the third year, they must in towards the election, because we are political. We have got political function, and towards that time, there are so many things that are involved. So if you can just phrase it that way. And then secondly, we do the recommendations. You are also right about the technicalities. There are legislation which are very technical, the one that we are quoting, which is true. And so we recommend that should such legislation needs to be processed, we then recommend that a thorough training of the members before the debate or before the discussion of the legislation needs to take place. Then we remove the key challenges, because now the key challenges really, if they were there, what did you do about it? What? That's what I'm saying. Whereas if you put as the recommendation, then it will work. That's what I'm proposing, members. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to support that proposal, because the recommendations will strengthen it, whilst the key challenges will give a bit of a negative perception to it. I support the proposal.
Thanks, Jefferson. I like the spirit.
And the light.
Yeah, no.
I also like the spirit.
The sun is not here. Jefferson, I'm just adding the issue of oversight. I think, as Honorable Gurunov says, that it was not undertaken at zero. Therefore, let's put it on recommendations to say that the next committee must ensure that at least that happens. Imagine you do 29 legislation, don't even go on any study at all. It doesn't make. So, yeah.
Dr. Van Rooyen?
Oh, no, I think Margaret
said something about it. Chairperson, the oversight should be planned, just as we plan, the department must plan the bills that they bring to us. The oversight must be planned beforehand. It's done at the laissez faire way, the way we are doing it now.
Maybe, Chair, to agree with what the members have said in relation to this committee being an overarching a committee, a very important committee, and the global standing of South Africa, the economy and everything, when we have not visited any of the country as a committee to say this is what we experience, what other countries are doing, when we have done this much and we did not tell our story, you know, it's around the minister. The minister is going up and down trying to translate as to what is happening in the country. So we need to be prioritized at this committee. This committee is very important for the economy of the country and the participation of the country globally. Ngosi.
I'm not very sure, honourable members, because I think we should be able to reflect on what was the challenges that we went through as the committee, for the next committee to know what are the key challenges. And after detailing those key challenges, when it comes to recommendations, should be informed by our own observation and experiences. Because if there are no challenges that we went through, to me, it's going to be very difficult for the next committee to arrive and they don't know what are the challenges that we normally experience in the Committee of Finance. And I think there are those issues that will be inherent in terms of how then do you deal with the strategic plans that you adopt vis-a-vis the other processes and legislation that will be coming later on, which are not reflected in the strategic plans. If the strategic plans that we approve are consistent, the committee can plan even in terms of oversight and other things. So it is important that the committee pays detailed attention on the strategic plans of the department. Maybe that will go into the recommendations. On the issue of complex legislation and the need to enhance sector-specific skills and experience within the committee, I think we have to say it so that when people are deployed in committees by parliament, certain skills are needed in a particular committee. You can't take anybody and put in justice when they don't have a background in that particular area. And hence parliament becomes weak in terms of its oversight. If you're in the Committee of Finance and somebody comes here, they come and make a presentation, the officials and everybody, economists, and they speak about the fiscal trade. And the entire committee members, none of them are actually clued on these issues. It is going to be very difficult for Parliament to continue to do its oversight work. So I think when it goes to recommendations, we should actually carry this particular element so that the report is not for the committee per se, but the report is also for the presiding officers of Parliament to go through this and say these are the key challenges for the next Parliament, and how do you deal with the composition of committees. I know it's not within our powers as the committee to can constitute ourselves, but those who put committees together at least should have an understanding of what is it that is needed in a particular committee. So I thought we should find a way to reflect the challenges, but when you go into recommendations, deal with those challenges in a manner that we seek to provide solutions. I don't know if I'm making sense, honourable members. Okay. Judith?
Thanks, Chairperson. I don't know this one, where does it come to your committee order, Chairperson? Where do you assist me for the sake of understanding this matters further? Chair, there's this thing of, for an instance, where I know that it will go to appropriations, where departments are underspending or overspending, and during, it might not be in the peak of reporting for us to get to be at liberty, all those things. But in the midst, for an instance, you would have SAA that wants a loan or a grant or some, and treasury just comes and intervenes. We are not at liberty to get that. We don't get that type of information until the annual plan. So for me, I feel that it's things that, as much as treasury bombards us with their own legislation, they must find time as well in that time and space to give finances committee some report can be one page, just to keep them abreast of what's happening. Today we had to do one, two, three because of such, so that we're able to monitor where the money comes from, where do they take the money, and we're able to do proper oversight. Another example can be the issue of, and I don't want to be controversial, it can be an Nkandla report, for an instance, things that you would hear on the street and so forth and so on. There might be issues of overspending, overpricing, and all that and all that. The question is that where is treasure in the midst of all of that, when you check the expenditure and all that? So it's not an issue that I'm raising. However, I'm saying there must be some sort of information that comes to finance committee, specifically people dealing with money, especially where departments have been budgeted money. There are other issues that are coming because of events that we cannot control, but we should be at liberty. As the chair, imagine we ask the question, we are told there's 1, 2, 3 that is happening, how are you financing it, what is happening, you know nothing about it. Thanks, Chair.
Ellen, do you have an understanding of how we... Can we strengthen recommendations then? Recommendation one. As we're speaking to key challenges, we also made some few recommendations.
Chairperson, should we not recognize the importance of having a legal advisor in our committee when we definitely deal with, you know, tax legislation? So I know Advocate Jenkins were very kind to us and becoming almost a permanent member here, but maybe in the recommendations make a reference to the importance of legal services availability to assist.
I agree, but on the other thing of complex legislations, other than the legal part of it, we have established the budget office. Capacity is needed in that budget office to capacitate committees. I think we should find a way to reflect this part of the recommendations.
Chair, I want to agree with that. I would rather... I think what the committee needs, and most committees in this assembly, or from this assembly, would require some legal function and assistance within their committees. Mm. Specifically with the finance committees, or the standing committee on finance, I think it could reflect that, you know, that function, whether it comes from legal services, but I would say specifically or ideally from the budget office, is what is required. So there's a way of formulating it to say that the capacity to deal with the legal questions coming out of the work of the committee is required, or the committee enjoyed it or appreciated it, but it's definitely required for the new one. And then the response can come either from the budget office or from legal services, but the function definitely needs to be there.
Okay. Further comments? Short meeting. That you found, right?
Yeah, Chair, I think in the issue of the provision of the money being set when accepting the subvention of the issue of the social team place, we made a certain challenge. And that's why, again, we are very prepared to do it. So, definitely, we need, because we do need to do this, I think we really need to focus on.
I wanted to speak about the alignment of...
That's from the beginning.
We couldn't hear a word. Hey, Chair. You know, this is the week of partying, Chair. Did a lot of partying last night.
All right.
So I wanted to... In fact, the first point that I want to make, Chair, is as a team, we need to put emphasis on the need to prioritize the assignment given to us by the House on the finalization of the money bills. Secondly, because I can see it's captured in page 37, so it's number 14 recommendations, they need to align the programs of the two houses from our side. I think we have done well in terms of having joint meetings, and we need to emphasize on that to be sustained. And I think we can do better in that area. So obviously, if we speak of proper alignment, the proper alignment must be guided by the strategic plan. So definitely, it then call for a joint strategic plan session with our committees in the NCOP, so as we have a clear program going forward, you know. Thank you.
No? I've abandoned the ship.
The ship not stable and safe.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, if I look at bullet number one, recommendations, can we just then say enhance support structures for members? Then we say that is legal support, research support. Are you listening, Ellen? Enhance support structures for members. That is legal support, research support, so as to enable the day-to-day functioning of the committee. That is bullet number one. And then we say bullet number two. Yeah, bullet. So as to ensure the effective day-to-day functioning of the committee. Then bullet number two, you can rephrase it in your English. Then bullet number two, you say a proper planned program by the budget office, because I'm assuming, Chair, that we must know exactly with the budget office that is there, how are we going to utilize it? So I don't know how you're going to put that, but it must be a bullet on its own regarding the budget office, like what the Chair has recommended. And then maybe also to ensure that the budget office is well capacitated so as to assist the committees. And then with the third bullet, we say, we start by saying an ongoing skills training, in particular for technical legislation that are submitted to the committee, must be done prior to the submission of the legislation to the committee. Because now, if you look last time what happened, it was we had to discuss that bill and we had to go to for training, because it was not planned. As a result, not everybody attended the training, and we didn't even see whether it was that necessary to attend. Whereas if it's there, then we know it's within our strategic planning. Thank you, Chair.
Propose that to adopt the report with this amendment. And then the final copy will then be circulated, and then I'll have a look at it before it is actually. Agreed?
Yes.
So, mover, seconder? Unanimous. Okay. Can I ask the ANC component to remain behind for 5 minutes? Okay.
I'm
not aware of anything. So if you are private to something, you tell us.
It's very lonely in the opposition.
Okay.
Loneliness.
Ross, when are you coming home?